CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my informational job postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we may have in the United States. Right now, we're looking for a sales coordinator. Could be anywhere. But California, New York, or New Jersey, because crazy employment practice laws. And this is a job basically to set up appointments for our salespeople. So if that's something you're interested in, just get a resume to me. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com, same process. Fill in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll get my topic of the day, political ramblings. If you want to know more about our growing business, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com, look for the line that says blog, same process, fill in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and you can take a look at my blog postings that I write that are usually home related or sometimes investment related, but usually tying to the home. If you have missed any of my shows and you can't live without my pearls of wisdom, just go to talkzone.com and you will see all of my podcasts hung there and you can catch up on any weeks that you may have missed. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming. And this train, and I'm going to be very candid, folks, about being a white straight man working in America and the job discrimination that you may face. And, you know, what's fomenting this to some degree, although I can understand why CNN took the action that they did. You know, Chris Cuomo was fired and because supposedly he was helping his brother, the governor, former governor of New York, deal with sexual harassment claims and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. But I have to wonder out loud if Chris Cuomo had been a person of color, had been gay, had been a woman of any color, would he have been fired for what took place? I mean, I look at commentators like Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow and, you know, some of the others and that other woman, Joy Reid, she's a real piece of work. And the things they've done and said on the air are just outrageous. And yet they don't lose their jobs. And so I just have to wonder, you know, if this has to be, you know, it's really a job discrimination thing. I know, and by the way, Chris Cuomo is suing CNN for $18 million, the remainder of the money they owe him for his contract. And no doubt they'll end up settling for some amount of money. And I knew that took all of a day. That was announced the day after they fired him. I knew that one was coming. And he's going to claim wrongful termination. And he's going to claim that, frankly, he didn't do anything so horrible. And his real defense is that they didn't fire Jeffrey Tobin. You know, he was the guy, honest to God, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. He was the guy who apparently masturbated while he was on a Zoom call. Now, any of you have used Zoom, you know that it's like you're on camera. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. But anyway, they sort of suspended him for a month or two, but he's back on their channel on CNN. And so no doubt Chris Cuomo is going to claim, now he is a white guy, but Chris Cuomo is going to claim that certainly masturbating on a Zoom call is a whole lot worse than trying to help his brother out with some information, which is what he did, you know, relative to sexual harassment claim filings that might have been coming up. So anyway, I do know that there are woke companies, you know, the biggest in the country, telling their recruiters that they're not allowed to hire white men, and particularly white straight men. Now, I have to believe that if it was a white gay man, there would be no problem. But a white straight man, a heterosexual white man today, there are companies, and I know this for a fact because I know recruiters – because I'm in the business, right? I'm not going to say who, but I know there are major companies telling their recruiters that they are not allowed to hire white men. And by extension, white straight men. Now, I suppose if it was a white gay man, maybe that would be okay. Well, to be honest, I'm waiting for, and again, this is a business show, right? I'm waiting for the class action lawsuits to start. You know, Coca-Cola said to their employees that they shouldn't be so white. You know, now, can you imagine saying to your employees, if they were black, you should stop acting so black, whatever the hell that means? I mean, it's outrageous, some of the things we see going on in our country these days. But if you're a straight white man, you're sort of at the short end of the stick, so to speak. No pun intended. I can't help a little humor. But you're really up, you know, crap's creek if you're a white straight man today in America, because you're going to face job discrimination. The problem with all this for employers, and I would caution any employer who does this, big or small, that there's a little something called the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And it's the Equal Protection Clause. And as a matter of fact, and also due process, as a matter of fact, it was put in place after the Civil War to protect freed black slaves, legitimately. But now it's there. And so if you happen to be a white, straight man, and you have been discriminated against simply because you're white or simply because you're heterosexual, you have a claim under the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And if somebody fires you because you're a white, straight man, you can probably claim wrongful termination, whether it's right or wrong. I don't know. It depends what you're being fired for. Or if you've been laid off and you have tenure and your ratings are good, and yet you've been fired and people with less tenure, you know, have not been fired, you may very well have a claim. I should say laid off rather than fired. You may very well have a claim for wrongful termination. And I'm waiting. I can't believe, frankly, that when Coca-Cola, in their wokeness, said to their employees, you know, you got to stop being so white, you know, like it's a crime to be white. I don't even know what that means exactly. I really don't, because frankly, our culture today is such a conglomeration of all of our peoples. You know, when you think about it, you know, we all go and eat Chinese food. We go eat Mexican food. We love Italian food, of course. Everybody does. But we're into all the ethnic stuff. We celebrate Cinco, I say Cinco, you know, the Castilian way, Cinco de Mayo. We love all that stuff. And regardless of what color we are, because we've blended, you know, we are the melting pot, even though woke folks don't want to use that term anymore, but we're a melting pot. And so the color of our skin, and we love, you know, if you think about it, we love, for lack of a better word, you know, country music, jazz, black music, whatever that would be. I'm not big on hip hop, by the way. But in any case, we're a conglomeration of peoples. And so the notion that, you know, anybody is discriminated against on the basis of the color of their skin, be they white or any other color, first of all, it's a violation of the law. Second of all, it shouldn't be happening. Third of all, it creates a hostile work environment, which is actionable, you know. So I do know that these companies that are doing CRT training and that are calling white suppressors and all this other stuff, they are creating a hostile work environment, folks, because obviously not all whites are racist. Certainly not all whites are oppressors. And so the notion that they're throwing around terminology, that if you were just to take some of this terminology and start to flip it. So, for example, if you said, oh, all Mexicans are illegal aliens. Well, of course, that's ridiculous and not true. There are generations of Hispanics born in our country for the last 100 or more years, actually more than that. So there, if you made a generalized statement like all Mexican Americans are illegal aliens or all blacks are on welfare, that's not true. You know, and so when you start with these generalizations, potentially in the workplace. Number one, you piss off your employees. Let's start with that. You make people feel very uncomfortable. And that's what's happening in woke America. You have whites that are being forced to be trained in CRT, critical race theory, and also gender equity, you know, the LGBTQIA agenda. And there are obviously whites, and really not in some of these cases, that's not just whites. There are other peoples, you know, that are uncomfortable with the kind of training that's going on in woke America in the job place. And I am waiting. I'm just waiting. And it's going to happen, folks. I see the train coming. That's why I put this in the seeing the train coming segment. I see the train coming because there are going to be class action lawsuits that are going to work their way through the courts. They're going to go all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. And that 14th Amendment clause is sitting there. That First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech and religion and press and all that, that's sitting there. And so you're going to see these class action lawsuits hit these big companies. There are going to be organizations, civil rights organizations, ironically, that take on these cases because at the end of the day, you cannot discriminate on the basis of race. And it doesn't matter what the race is, whether it's white, black, orange, blue, brown, green, yellow, Asian, whatever it might be, you cannot discriminate on the basis of race. And yet we see this happening in the workplace today. We see the largest corporations in America doing these things. And I know, for example, that there are recruiters that are incredibly uncomfortable with what their employers are telling them to do. Literally ordering them, they cannot hire a white man. They cannot do it. They're being prohibited from hiring white men. And so here sits the recruiter, and he finds just the right candidate for the particular job, and the candidate happens to be white, and he's told, I'm sorry, you can't hire that person because he's white. Folks, that is illegal. That is illegal. And in these class action lawsuits, these recruiters are going to be subpoenaed. They're going to be asked to testify. It's only a matter of time before this stuff starts to happen. And it's coming, folks. I'm seeing the train coming. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second segment of my show today. And, you know, I have to say, I want to talk about fake news, Trump derangement syndrome. And I don't know if you've noticed, but if you happen to click through CNN or MSDNC or some of the other fake news channels, I'm going to say on the hour, there is a negative Trump story. They just can't let it go. Their hatred of President Trump is so great, and their fear of President Trump is so great that they are out. They think that they have to do everything they can to destroy this man so that he can't run for president in 2024. Now, I believe the hatred is genuine. I mean, I honestly believe that's not fake. The hatred of Trump is genuine. But literally, when I flick through, and sometimes, you know, I'll just turn on CNN just to see what the hell they're up to, you know, and there'll be a Trump story. Literally, it's invariable. It's inevitable. There will be a Trump story on the hour. A lot of it is rehashed old news from the last 5 years. They don't report the stuff that favors Trump. They certainly don't talk about all the good things that happened during the Trump presidency. You know, the lowest unemployment in our history, the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, women, and Hispanics in our history. You know, the lowest prices for oil in our history and gas and all of that. And so they don't talk about the good stuff. They only want, and they're, I mean, they are so fixated on January 6th, the so-called insurrection that was predicated on the big lie that Joe Biden won by election fraud. Well, folks, the reality is half the country believes Joe Biden did win by election fraud. And the reason many believe that is because nothing adds up. In American history, no candidate that has run for president who has carried Ohio, Texas, and Florida has lost the election. No candidate who has run for president has gotten significantly more votes when he ran for re-election. In this case, Trump got 11 million more votes in 20 than he got in 60 legitimate votes, I might add. Barack Obama actually got less votes when he ran for re-election than he got the first time he ran for election. So there are pieces of this puzzle in all the states where there was no shenanigans. Trump carried those states by big percentages. In the states where the governors, because of COVID, overrid their state constitutions and changed the voter laws so that there was no voter ID, there was millions of unsolicited mail-out ballots that went out. And so those states where there was shenanigans, Trump barely lost those states in many instances. Okay, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, the ones that matter, to a lesser degree, Arizona. So the point to all of this is fake news just can't stand it. I mean, this is honestly, these characters on fake news, they need help. They need therapy. You know, this is like an addiction. This Trump derangement syndrome is so bad on CNN and MSDNC in particular, and others, and the, you know, the Joy Bayars of this world on The View. My God, that crew is just crazy. These are crazy people. Their hatred is so bad that it's eating them up alive. You know, sometimes it when you hate somebody so much, it destroys you. It doesn't hurt Trump. Trump's moving along. Trump's raising money like crazy. Trump is creating his own media empire. This is going to be good to compete with Twitter because, you know, Twitter is has canceled Trump, has canceled conservatives and Republicans. And so Trump has basically said, screw you. You know, he's partnered with some other guys. They're raising $1 billion to set up, you know, a media company. Why is Trump doing it? Because he needs access to the 50 to 100 million people that were following him on Twitter. And so if he's going to run for re-election and or for the 2022 election, Trump is going to reconstitute that following on his media empire company that he's putting in place. And so while fake news, you know, fixates on Trump on the hour, and most of it, folks, I think it's happening, frankly, because their ratings are in the toilet. And, you know, they have got to do something to shore up their ratings. And for some segment of the population, Trump hatred, you know, has followers. And so it's all about ad dollars. And so their management is saying, yeah, you got to do a Trump story. This is, now remember, this is about business. It's all about ad dollars here we're talking about. And so because their ratings are in the toilet at CNN and at MSDNC, they got to do something to keep those Trump haters watching. Because otherwise, you know, why would you watch CNN? They don't report the news. Why would you watch MSNBC? It's the propaganda arm of the National Socialist Fascist Party in both cases. And unless you happen to be a National Socialist Fascist, which are the folks that legitimately voted for Biden, presumably, and other socialists, why in the hell would you watch CNN? You can't get the news from them. I watch Newsmax. I watch News Nation. I still watch Fox. But, you know, I click through once in a while. just to see, you know, what the loons at these other stations are talking about. And invariably, there's always a story about January 6th and the committee, the boondoggle committee, the circus that's investigating January 6th. Folks, that's just nothing more than the third impeachment trial. And really what they're doing is such a violation of executive privilege relative to subpoenaing, I don't know if subpoenaing is a word, but forcing those that worked for President Trump to testify. Now, some of them are pushing back and some of them are claiming executive privilege and they're refusing. I think what these socialists don't understand, that what happens to one administration can happen to another. And so, for example, when the Republicans take over the Congress, and they're going to in 22, I think they should censure none other than Adam Schiff. They need to censure him because he leaked classified information. He's a liar. They need to censure Eric Schwalwell, you know, the one that had the affair with the Chinese spy, Fong Fong, Fing Fung, whatever her name was, and he was sleeping with this Chinese spy. They need to censure Nadler. I mean, there's so many that are crooks and liars. And then there's, oh my God, Mad Max Waters, that's got half of her family on the payroll with government money. So, I mean, come on. If we're going to get real. And then, of course, there's AOC squad. They're anti-Semitic. They hate Israel. You know, they say the worst things about Jews. And so if we're going to go down this road of censuring members of Congress, you know, two can play the game. And so when the Republicans take over the House, and they're going to, then they can turn this right around, you know. But I started this segment talking about Trump derangement syndrome. Because honestly, I'm starting to feel sorry for these people on fake news. Their hatred is so bad that it's eating them up. It's just eating them up. It's not hurting Trump. If anything, you know, it's giving Trump more publicity. You know, Trump is really funny because his attitude is, keep my name in the news, guys. Do me a big favor. Because all you do is you make more Trump supporters. Because people that are fair about all this, they listen to it and they realize what fake news is doing. They realize it's all lies. Oh, by the way, you know, there's that Hunter Biden story. You'll never hear that on fake news. You'll never hear about the Biden crime family. That's for sure. You'll never hear about the millions and millions and even billions that passed through Hunter Biden from China in bribes. And the big guy who got his 10%, you know that Hunter Biden was maintaining the house at the beach for his father. So when something needed to be repaired or fixed or added onto, it was Hunter Biden writing the checks for his father. I mean, obviously, Joe Biden made a government salary his whole life, but somehow he's a millionaire. How'd that happen? Where'd that come from? Well, we know where it came from, the Biden crime family. And they've been milking his position, you know, since he got elected to the Senate at 29 years old. And then when he became vice president, his family, the Biden crime family, they've been milking his position all these years. He's been in government 48 years and his family's been on the take the whole time. But you'll never hear that from fake news. Instead, they fixate on Trump. Can you imagine if the Trump kids had done anything like what Hunter Biden has done? Can you even imagine the craziness that would be coming out of fake news? The stories, the lies, the propaganda. But we don't hear that. It's crickets when it comes to the Biden crime family. And, you know, and Biden's dementia, that's starting to come to the fore a little bit because it's hard to deny. And then Kamala. Oh, my God, what's happening with Kamala Harris? I wouldn't be surprised if they don't push her out because she is just having a bad time. The poor girl, she's just having a bad time. Her staff is quitting on her. Her staff wants out because they know she's a loser and they don't want to stick around and have their names attached to a loser. It's hilarious what's happening in the DC swamp. So I look at fake news and honestly, they need help, folks. They need therapy. They need to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist because their hatred is so great that it's eating them up alive. The only reason they do it is for ratings. They're trying to hold on to their audience desperately because their ratings are in the toilet. And you know that Brian Stelter or whatever his name is on CNN, what a sleazy character he is. What a sleazy nothing. And his viewership is in the toilet. How do they keep these characters on the payroll? I don't get it. Except, you know, they're into Trump hatred, and these characters all play the game, and they hate Trump. Their Trump derangement syndrome is intense. You know, that other one, Jim Acosta. Oh, my God, Jim Acosta. Is he a piece of work? And yet they keep him on the payroll. I don't get it. Normally, in a business, if your ratings are in the toilet, you know, you got to get rid of these people. Ironically, they fired Chris Cuomo, and he had the best ratings of the whole group. Anyway, Trump derangement syndrome is real. Time for a break. We'll have more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the second half of my show, CEO Business Mind. Again, if you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. They're informational. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have in the United States, once in a while even outside. We are looking for a sales coordinator. Basically to set up appointments for our sales guys, can be anywhere in the country except New York, New Jersey, or California, because the employment practice laws in those states are stupid, and we don't hire anybody in those states anymore. And so if you're looking for a job like that, get a resume to me. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Again, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll get my daily blog postings, and they're topical. They're about what's happening today in the political scene. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, go to paragonhomeresources.com. And by the way, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. Actually, that one, you look for the squiggle that says blog, and you put the information in, and you'll see my home-related blog postings. Let me talk about Paragon Home Resources just for a minute. That business, if you go on paragonhomeresources.com, you can see our positioning. We work with families all over the United States to help them move, to sell their home, to buy a home, to move their household goods, to get them a mortgage, whatever services they need. And we're dealing with seniors who need to move. We're dealing with empty nesters. We're dealing with first-time home buyers. So you can really see how we help people get moved. So if you need any of those services, just go to paragonhomeresources.com and, you know, click on the form where you can just fill out your name and information, and we will work with you and we'll get you moved. So if you've missed any of my shows and you're just dying, because you've missed my pearls of wisdom, you can go to talkzone.com, and all of my podcasts are hung there. And you can catch up if you choose to. So for the third segment today, and I'm just chuckling with this. I'm really chuckling with this one. I was listening to Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona, and he was giving a speech before the Space Council, which, by the way, is headed by none other than Kamala Harris. And he was lamenting, he was complaining that kids of color are not studying STEM. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I just chuckled. I laughed. I laughed when I heard this, right? And by the way, it isn't just kids of color. It's white kids aren't studying STEM either, you know, a lot of them. But I laughed. I laughed because half the kids in the United States cannot read or do math at grade level. And many of these kids are way below grade level. And many live in our inner cities. And so the notion that these kids are going to get involved in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, is delusional. Those are the hardest subjects. And how do you master those subjects if you can't read? How do you master higher level mathematics if you can't even do basic mathematics? And so I was listening to this, and I thought, this guy, and he's supposed to be in charge of education for the whole United States, right? He was a school superintendent, I think, in Connecticut or something before Biden plucked him out and appointed him to Secretary of Education. He's Hispanic. But I thought, this guy is clueless, for God's sakes. How are these kids supposed to study STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, when they can't even read at grade level or do math at grade level? And the public schools are doing nothing to improve academic achievement. You know, I keep pushing the school board at Reno, where I live, to put a plan together to raise reading and math scores. And there's going to have to be more accountability. I gave them a whole blueprint because, you know, I was a former teacher. I know how to get it done, right? And crickets. I'm waiting to see it on a board agenda because I get the board meeting agendas. They're sent to me. And I'm waiting for one of the board members to put this on the agenda for discussion. Crickets, folks, crickets. Because instead, they're focused on social justice, critical race theory, Marxist, racist indoctrination, and the LGBTQIA agenda. And so in Nevada is at the bottom of states nationwide. I'm not proud of that since I live there. Relative to academic achievement. Now, really, when you think about it, there are the two major school districts in Nevada, Washoe County, where I live in northern Nevada, and Clark County in Las Vegas. Those are the two big school districts that probably have 90% of the kids in the state. And neither one of those school districts is doing anything to improve academic achievement. They're on the same old pattern. They are pushing the social justice CRT and the LGBTQIA agenda, but they're doing nothing to improve these scores. And honestly, folks, these school board members should be thrown out on their ear, all of them. These administrators that are earning big money and achieving lousy achievement results, no results really, teachers that don't do a good job, they've got to be fired. And I was a public school teacher, folks. I did this for a living for 6 years. I know what it is to teach in an inner city school. I did it in Los Angeles. I taught junior, senior, and adult school. I ran a reading and language development program in a junior high with 2,600 kids on 11 acres in East Los Angeles. I know what it is to teach these things. And I'm not seeing the proactive accountability that we need to hold administrators, to hold teachers accountable for actually educating children. Oh, my God. I must be a racist. I want them to educate children because I know as an employer that I can't hire people who can't read and do math. I just can't. They wouldn't be able to do the jobs that I can provide. So I look at this and, you know, I'm just chuckling because Miguel, you know, comrade Miguel Cordana is just dismayed that, you know, inner city schools are not offering calculus. When I heard that, I really laughed. Calculus? They can't even add 2 + 2. How the hell are they going to take calculus, for God's sakes? They're way behind grade level. So how do you teach kids higher level math that you need for STEM or science or engineering or technology? How do you teach them higher level math when they can't do 2 + 2? And by the way, 2 + 2 is controversial because 2 + 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4 anymore. It could equal 5. I don't know because, you know, they have the new math. And then, of course, you take California. I love California. California was just putting in, they tried to sneak in, get this, folks, social justice mathematics. They didn't want inner city kids who are these same kids that are below grade level in math being held to rigorous math standards. And they were going to put this in their curriculum in California until 1,100 scientists and mathematicians apparently signed a letter and sent it to the State Department of Education, I guess the governor, I don't know who the letter went to, and said to them, hell no, what are you people doing? There's no such thing as social justice math. Math is math. You know, it's not about a color. It's not about somebody's race. It's about understanding how numbers work together. And so fortunately, they at least slowed down this train, and the State Department of Education has at least, I guess, postponed the adoption of this insane woke curriculum for mathematics that would have made things even worse for these kids that can't read at grade level or do math at grade level. This is what we're facing, and I'm talking as an employer in the United States. Our public schools are failing to educate millions of children in this country. And this is why you see parents at school board meetings going crazy. These are the same parents that Biden and Merrick Garland, that Socialist Party hack, wants to prosecute as domestic terrorists for simply going to school board meetings and complaining. They want real education. They don't want indoctrination. And they're raising their voices and they're saying not nice things to school board members who are idiots. I mean, believe me, I see it in our school board. And, you know, we've got these woke school board members, for God's sakes, and they're idiots. They're just idiots. And they're doing this crap at the same time that the kids, half the kids in the district, can't read or do math at grade level. This is the definition of insanity. And taxpayers, parents, concerned citizens have to stand up. They have to demand school choice so that kids in failing schools, the parents can get their kids out of those schools. And this really impacts poor and lower middle class people the most, because people who have money, they can pull their kids out of those failing schools and put them in private schools. This is about poor inner city kids who are stuck on the plantation like slaves to the teachers union, because at the end of the day, those kids are not getting a good education. The school boards are not holding teachers and administrators accountable. We have a crisis in our country. This is the reason China is killing us in the world, because they don't screw around in terms of their education system. Believe me, the Chinese are not woke.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the fourth and final segment of our show today. We were just talking about schools, and, you know, I have to bring up what happened in Michigan, the tragedy in Michigan with this 15-year-old kid who obviously had psychological problems coming from a dysfunctional family. Now, get this, folks. The parents, this is unbelievable. The parents give a kid, I think it was a Glock or whatever it was, a gun. They give the kid a gun. This is a kid who's unstable. They give the kid a gun. The kid is showing all the red flags of a school shooter. The teachers see it. The administrators see it. They call the parents in for a parent-teacher conference. And basically, the kid, this I can't even believe this, okay? The kid actually had the gun in his backpack. They did not search the backpack. rather than suspend the kid after seeing what they saw, threatening cartoons or whatever the kid was drawing. I don't know. But they saw all sorts of evidence that this kid was unstable and that this kid could be a school shooter. Rather than send the kid home with the parents, they sent the kid back to class. This is unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. And you're going to have the socialists, the liberals, the left wing say, oh, this is a Second Amendment issue. Ironically, it wasn't illegal for that kid to have that gun in the state of Michigan. That's the irony of it. The law allowed him to have that gun. Now, the fact that it was stupid and crazy, and that his parents gave a gun to a kid that wasn't stable, and that the mother was complicit in all of this. And by the way, this is, I think, the first time, four kids died and many others were wounded. This is the first time that the parents of a shooter have been charged. So the kid is now in jail. The parents are now in jail. They've all been charged with this crime because the parents were complicit in all of this. It's just unbelievable, folks. It's not a Second Amendment issue. It's a crazy parent issue. It's a dysfunctional family issue. It's people out of control. But here's the big story, folks. Teachers and administrators need more training. This is going to result in an incredible lawsuit against this school district. And not only the school district, but the administrators, probably for negligence, because they did not do their job. Now, in fairness, I will tell you, when I was a school teacher, and this is many, many years ago, and I had kids who had guns. I had a kid who had a gun in class one day, and security came and got him. I didn't know he was carrying a gun. Security came and got him and took him away. And the next day, I said, "What happened to Richard?" Well, Richard had a .22 pistol. So I went, and he was back in my classroom the next day. So I went to the principal, and who happened to be Hispanic. I won't say the name. And I said, "Well, I think the district's policy is automatic expulsion, isn't it, if you bring a weapon to school?" And the principal said to me, "Oh, it was just a .22. He couldn't do much with a .22. Well, hell, if he shot me or another kid in the heart, it would have killed us at point-blank range, I can tell you that. But the principal didn't want the negative publicity on the school and therefore would not report the kid because the kid would have been expelled. That in those days, there was a zero-tolerance policy. There should be a zero-tolerance policy in all of these schools. But clearly, I will tell you, and then, you know, I taught high school at Abraham Lincoln High School in East L.A., and I had the two rival gangs in the classroom. I didn't know that, by the way, when I took the assignment. The principal didn't tell me because I guess he figured I might not have taken that summer school job. Anyway, these kids literally were killing each other on the weekends. They had guns. Now, once I knew what was going down, I laid down the law because in summer school, you don't have to keep kids. You can throw them out. And I laid down the law and I said, "This is neutral turf." And it got so bad that when we had break, they used to have to station security right at my door because these kids, they weren't kids. These men were killing each other on the weekends. I lost a student every weekend that summer for 6 weeks. He was shot. But anyway, I will tell you that when I worked in the inner city in East LA, I never had any training. Nobody ever said to us, "Well, kids have weapons, and here's what you do." Now, we did have a funny thing, though. We had the PA system, you know, and and it really became a joke. And the joke was that if the principal or the vice principal got on the PA system and said, "Martha Washington is visiting the school today," that meant batten down the hatches, close your doors, don't allow anybody into your classroom, that there was an active shooter on the campus. Now, keep in mind, folks, this was 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago. That was the extent of our training. Martha Washington was on the campus, and we were told that in the event we heard that on the loudspeaker, we were simply to close our classroom doors, lock them, and allow no one into the classroom. That was the extent of our training. I had no training as it related to the kid with the gun in my room. I didn't even know about it, frankly, until the next day. And so when I look at what happened in Michigan and I see the negligence that took place, the teachers knew this kid was deranged. The administrators knew this kid was deranged. This kid needed to be referred, for his own sake, to social workers, to psychologists, psychiatrists. And, you know, the schools used to have, you know, school psychologists assigned to them. And we had a fellow who would spend one day a week at our school, and he would go, he had like 3, 4, 5 schools that he was responsible for. And he would spend one day a week at our school. And if we had a kid that was, you know, had serious issues, we would refer that kid to the psychologist. Now, the reality is nothing ever got done, but at least there was a referral system in place so that we could refer a kid that appeared to have problems, you know, to the psychologist. I know I had one kid, I'll never forget. He was so out of it that he couldn't even sit in the chair. You know, he would fall out of his seat. This was junior high. His name was Juan. I won't tell you his last name. But anyway, I said to him one day, I said, "You will sit in that seat and you won't move." And he kind of grabbed on to the top of the desk with both hands. And he was like a volcano. And you could see the blood rushing to his head. And all of a sudden, he ended up with a nosebleed and blood all over the place. And he ran out of my classroom. He exploded, literally, this poor kid. So, look, I guarantee you today, right now, there are kids sitting in the school district where you live who are capable of doing these school shootings. And these kids have access to guns that are not being stored in a secure place. And so the real question is, what are schools doing about it? What are schools doing to identify these kids? They need help. We have to stop these murders. That's it for now. I hope you come back next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.